Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, or good night, wherever you may be. There's something playing in the background. I think it's like from the road or something. That is it audible? Just
yes, it's audible.
It's audible. Excellent. Ignore that. Just follow the sweet sound of my voice. It's not sweet, lakini maze, it's better than what you've than the alternative, which is poorly recorded traffic noises. So yeah. Today we do not have our friend Veda here with us because he's a snake. He's not a snake, but he's a snake. So you're stuck with me, one of your co-hosts.
Co-host C.
And together we are doing stuff. We're doing this episode of Fluid Talks, but it's okay. So sorry, Fluid Talks. So we talk tech and stuff. Yes, that noise is annoying. Hold up, just keep talking. Keep talking.
As you close the windows.
Yes.
Gabe, behind the mic, how was your week? So he says his week was fine. Mine was awesome. And as Michael comes back.
Sorry. I was just stretching myself. My week was fantastic. Oh no, actually, we didn't record last week. We didn't record because of unavoidable circumstances where no, it's not because I'm useless guy behind the mic. It's because I cycled to the office and Tony got here late, and I wanted to leave early because sunlight and cycling.
In short, there are no lights on his bike, is what he's saying.
Yes. Oh, but, guy behind the mic, you'll never guess what I found. What musical instrument I found from my childhood? It's a very obscure instrument. Hint, it can fit into my pocket.
Harmonica!
Yes, I found a harmonica. My old harmonica. Hold on.
Did you play it? Like properly?
That's the extent of my musical knowledge with a harmonica. But, it has imenionesa. That maybe I should learn how to play. I mean, think about it. Imagine you go into a place somewhere and you tell people, yo, I can play a musical instrument. You'll never guess what it is. And they never will guess what it is, because how many people would ever think of a harmonica?
I wouldn't have thought of a harmonica.
Yes. So, one last treat. Hold up. Let me just. And now we can move on to this week's news. Oh, sorry. No, I didn't ask you how your week was. Sorry. We'll do your week and then we'll go to news.
My week was good. I had an awesome week.
Go on.
So it was an awesome week.
Why?
Why not? Why can't I have a fantastic week? I had a couple of meetings. Yeah. Some of them I was so scared. There's this one I was terrified because I was going with boss man himself. Mm-hmm. But yeah, his feedback was encouraging. So it was an awesome week.
So if you're a boss man somewhere out there, give encouraging feedback. Even if like what happened actually was not very useful. Like unless someone set fire to your car, then you can give positive feedback. Yes. Guy behind the mic, nod if you agree. Okay, he's nodded in spirit. So with that having been said, hold up.
Wait, no. No. Yeah. No. No, hold up.
I think you should go look for those windy wa YouTube. The Indians of YouTube.
Wait, I've got it. Welcome to this episode's news segment. Go on.
On this week's news, we have a nano ink solar cell allowed. Okay. Take two. Okay, can you stop it? Stop. Thank you. So we have headphones that are being powered by solar. Would you buy them?
If the sound is good, yeah, sure, most definitely. Price within a certain range. I'm not at the point where I'd get headphones past a certain price range. So if they're within that price range, then fine, yes. Because that would mean then that they're always charged, right?
Yeah, they're charged by how much light it gets. They're charged by how much light it gets.
If you're wondering why co-host C was just said the same thing twice, it's because the guy behind the mic is a bit of a pest, but we love him anyway, right? Yes, we appreciate you. Don't kill my feed, please. Thank you. But that's pretty cool. Any price range?
They're still under production, so we don't know how much they would cost. They haven't given a price range yet.
No, it's all good. We'll find out. Are you done with that one?
Yeah.
Okay, then. On to mine.
Mine, on to yours.
An interesting read I found about Instagram and... sorry, let me read the headline just as is. Instagram's dark side, sexual harassers, crypto scammers, and ID thieves. Interesting read about Instagram, the social media network, the one that used to be about images, but now is about other things. Read it if you're interested. It will be in the description. Check it out if you wish.
I think I'll check it out. Did you used to watch the Jetsons when you were a kid?
Yeah, bo. Yes.
Get yes. Behind the mic?
No.
What
do you mean?
Sorry, I didn't hear the question.
Ah. What was the question? Did you watch the Jetsons?
Bro, of course.
Okay. So now there are flying taxis in the horizon. Yes. So this is by Air One.
Hey, Air One. They call it Air... Sorry, no. They call me Air One. No. Is no one feeling it?
No.
And then it will anyway, carry on.
Okay, so according to this article, it says, over at least a month, the Air One airport site in Coventry will host demonstrator flights and outline how to control air traffic. So, I'm waiting for this taxis. Actually, go on one, would you?
Before I answer your question, I'll just be the autocorrect here and say it's Coventry rather than Coventry.
Okay.
And second, would I be on an air taxi?
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, why not? If someone is paying for me, sure. For sure, I'd be there. For sure. Lakini, if even getting an Uber for me can be a struggle sometimes. Now imagine something that's going through the air. That'll cost more than a regular Uber.
Cannot be you.
Let me not say that. Let me just say that if someone offered, for sure, I'd be there. For the other, I'm not entirely sure just yet.
Okay. What's your next item, Amo Mamaliza?
Ah, I am not done yet. So, so, guy behind the mic, if someone lost your data, what would you expect as compensation?
What data?
Just off. I'm not going to give any qualifying statements, just if someone lost your data. What would you expect as compensation? Or let me put it this way, if an organization lost your data.
Okay. A couple of thousands, or shillings, hundreds of thousands.
Ah.
Or tens of thousands.
Must be nice. Yeah. So, there is a company in Germany called, I hope I'm calling it the right I'm pronouncing it the right way. Hetzner, online GmbH. a German cloud services provider, told some customers that their data had been irreversibly lost and were provided a 20 euro compensation. 20. 20 euros, yes.
Only?
Yeah, just 20 euros. Do about 3,000, 3 to 4,000 Kenyan shillings, I think. Yeah, wait, 20 times 100 Yeah, that's 3 zeros. Yeah, so 3 to 4,000, 3 to 4,000 Kenyan shillings. But it's for. Oh, you're actually checking the number, right? Well, you'll find that I'm correct. That was very cocky.
It's actually 2,442.29
So it's 3,000. Anyway, no, I was not right. I was not right. So the reason is that probably the actual data that was lost, which is like backup, some backup data, rather than like all backed up data. So probably a factor into that, as opposed to your main database. But, you know, 20 euros. The next time you're complaining about whatever, just think, someone lost someone's data in online credit. It's not even 20 euros, euros. Mm. Any more news?
No, I don't have any.
Okay. So, sorry, another interesting article that is pretty open source, something that you can build for yourself, a knob. It's a haptic knob. So it's a knob that, like, it's just a dial that you can configure to do different things to feel. So it's a dial that you can configure to, like, that as your turn, you know, the different tactility of different dials. Like, some dials are smooth to turn, others are stepped, like ta ta ta. Others are granular, like say, guy behind the mic, you know the mixer knobs there?
Yeah.
So those are fairly smooth, right? So you can have a smooth, you can have a ta, ta, ta stepped, you can have. So it's actually pretty neat and it's open source. You can build it yourself if you can get the components, and the instructions are on GitHub. And this article will be linked in the description, so check it out if you want to. If you don't, that's too bad. Next, so someone made an a leakable TV, right?
Kuilamba.
Yes. So the idea is that if someone is preparing something on TV, mm-hmm. you will be able to leak the TV and get a taste of. Anyway. That's not the focus here. The same guy who made the leakable TV is coming back with electric chopsticks that make food saltier. Yes, so it's interesting because one, if you can't use chopsticks, then this is not obviously not for you. Second, the reason why is so apparently Japanese cuisine leans towards salty food. So by using these chopsticks, the idea is you would reduce your salt intake, which has, you know, general health benefits apparently. So guy behind the mic, you could do with these chopsticks. And some individuals who will not be mentioned, but people who we have shared an office with, who have demonic levels of salt intake, you know yourself if you're listening. Go to Lake Magadi if you like salt so much. Okay. Anyway, ignore me. Next, last but not least, if you use Heroku and you have apps connected with Heroku from GitHub, then you will likely have noticed there's been an issue because of something that you can read up on in the description. But what that means is, like in our case, we have some applications in production that we could not deploy through the usual means because of this. GitHub notifies owners of private repos stolen using OAuth tokens. So, GitHub, Heroku, if you have ninis with that, check it out. Before we go, Elon the Musk, Twitter.
Twitter, the bird.
He is buying Twitter in a hostile takeover at $44 million at $54.20, so $54.20 per share, which is highly overvaluing the shares, but you know, it gives people no chance but to accept. It gives the board no chance but to accept the offer. So Twitter will now be owned by Elon Musk. I don't know. We'll see what goes down. I mean, are you optimistic? Are you a Twitter user, Glory?
I've not logged in a minute.
Okay, so you don't count. So, okay, no, it's fine. Then your opinion isn't really important right now. But it will be one day.
Do you use Twitter?
No. For what?
Get behind the mic.
That was loud, guy behind the...
Do you use Twitter?
Yes.
Seriously?
Yes or no? Yes or
An
no?
An honest answer.
No.
See, evil. Was that so difficult?
Yes.
But, speaking of hostile... but, speaking of hostile takeover... Okay, no. That was poor acting. On to this week's proper episode segment content.
You carry it all the time.
On to this week's content. This is a hostile takeover. Okay, no, it's not really hostile. No, it is hostile.
It's actually hostile.
It is hostile because I don't know how he convinced them, but Tony somehow convinced two clueless individuals to join in this week's episode recording.
Just out of the blue.
Just out of the blue, randomly. I don't know how he did it. I wish I had that gift. But anyway, over to these two individuals. We'll go with ladies first. So, Mjama Anza. No, we'll go with ladies first. So, yes, you can just say your name, your street name, or you know, whatever you're comfortable with. It can be a nickname, it can be your full government ID card name, it can be
a pet name.
It can be a pet name like Baby, Yama, you know all of that. What's your name?
I'm Winnie.
Winnie, guy behind the mic says you speak closer to the mic. So for those who didn't catch it the first time.
Or shoes will be flying.
So for those who didn't catch it the first time, what's your name?
Winnie.
What's your name?
Winnie.
There we go. There we go. Excellent. Excellent. And onto the other clueless individual. What's your name?
Or do you mean clueless?
So you're committing to what do you mean clueless as your name, right? Is that your name?
That's an interesting one. Eh? But I think I'll go for it.
Okay. Oh. So Winnie, and what do you mean clueless? What do you mean
clueless?
What do you
mean? How about you go with clueless?
Okay, sour. Not to be confused with the film called Clueless. So we've got Clueless and Winnie in studio with us today. First of all, how do you feel?
A little bit tense, but it's good.
Relax, mama.
Okay. I think I'm okay. I think.
You know. There's this thing Kenyans do where they say I think. You know, it's like you're not sure. I think.
Yeah, actually, I'm not
it's
sure.
Either or.
Oh, now Tony shows up. Tony, we don't want you here. Okay, no, actually, check in. No, check in. No, we dig you. Tony has just checked in actually, and. Tony, so just for context, you were saying how we don't understand how you were able to convince these two clueless individuals to check into this episode. How did you do it? State it for the record and speak into the microphone, please, because the guy behind the mic will shoot you if you don't.
Hi. I was just being nice and I threatened with their cat. They're both cat people and I held their cats hostage.
Before we let you go too far, I mean, you're still around, but anyway, before we go too far, I discovered a harmonica, my old harmonica. So guy behind the mic has requested that it be a thing to to indicate different segments of the show. Are you for that idea or not?
I'm game. I'll come with my flute.
Situate up here, mimi nitafute instrument. I'll look for one.
Let me tell you, there's one instrument we all carry. No, we actually carry a couple of instruments. Drums, like with us. Like, you can drum on, like, we can drum.
I know what you mean.
We can drum, like, you know, like you can drum on your belly. You know, actually, hold up. Sorry, this feels like a very random episode, but, excuse me, hold on. Just listen to my drumming. Just listen, eh? Was that audible on the mic?
Yes.
Ah, excellent. So, you know, you've got that. And then, also, if you play it carefully enough, you know the way you'd make fart noises with your armpit? Did you ever do that, Gabby, on the mic?
Yes.
So you can use that as an instrument. So at the very least, you have two instruments with us. I can't do the armpit noise just yet because, yeah. Whistling in your mouth. Oh, yeah, whistling. Snap. I forgot about whistling. That's a good idea. Anyway, ignoring the random stuff, let's disturb our guests a bit, Cindy. So, no, we've started with Winnie a lot. Clueless. Tell us a little bit about yourself, like you know, things that people might find interesting. You know, you can throw in your social media handle if you want. You know, you're allowed to do that.
Ah, okay. So, the interesting thing is that I'm clueless.
Utakula kiatu Buddha. Utakula kiatu. Other interesting things apart from cluelessness.
Yes.
Can we do with I'm more clueless, or I don't even know what to state.
Gabby and the mic, just kill his feet. Just kill. He's done.
And then he says this with such a straight face.
He's done. We're done. Story Maisha to Apple. Winnie, please save us. Please.
But you know there's beauty in mystery, right?
I wish we could hear what you're saying, but your audio feed has been cut. Actually, get behind the mic. Yeah, just restore his feet. Oh, it wasn't cut? Dang it. Ah, that. So, it's fine. I don't know why I'm surprised by that. It's fine. So, it's fine. Winnie, do you have anything interesting? It could be anything, like you have two toes or something. Like, you know. Anything?
I'm really short.
She says that she's really short, but, I mean, she's taller than you, Gloria, isn't she?
I'm actually taller than her. Seriously. Ooh. Yes, I am.
That is interesting. That is impressive. Although, for context, they aren't especially short. You know, there are some people that you meet and you're just like, way? That's a short person. And then the others you meet and you're like, way? That's a tall person. You know the kind of people that girls on Tinder like. Anyway. No. Anyway, no, it's fine. Anyway, so that backfired on me horribly. The reason why they're here though is just to tell us a bit about themselves and their journey in tech, unless I am mistaken. So maybe let's start with who? No, clueless. You never know what clueless is going to do. So Winnie is a nice one.
It's a safe bet.
Yes. So Winnie, tell us a bit about your background in tech.
So I joined campus in 2017. I actually didn't like computer science, mm-hmm. So I had to start somewhere. Mm-hmm. I started SoloLearn, if you remember that app. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then in second year, I started doing machine learning. So I loved random forests. Yeah, those algorithms. Third year, I was still doing it. And then, so in fourth year, when I was doing my class project, I decided to do an IoT project, web-based, and that's how I started doing web applications. And then I found out that I had a passion for web development. So yeah.
Very good. You see, Clueless, that is how you talk about things. That is the format. Also, let it be stated, by the way, Winnie, you're actually very composed and you are projecting your voice well, if I stand to be corrected by guy behind the mic. So, you know, you're not as tense as you say you are. That was a lie. You lied to all of us.
Thank you.
You lied to all of us, but it's a good lie. So now, Clueless. Please,
in that format, huh?
please, just, you know, something that we can use, you know, like if somebody decided to use this episode as marketing material, Clueless, your background in tech, if you will.
Do you know that Netflix thing? You know, I started a bit, I can say a bit, it's been a while, it's been a journey. Actually started in high school, back when I was into, you know, in quotes, hacking, or...
I don't like that in quotes hacking. What does in quotes hacking mean? What does in quotes hacking mean? Tony, do you know what in quotes hacking means? Guy behind the mic, do you know what? Okay, carry on.
It's actually ethical hacking, mm-hmm, in an ethical way.
Wow. Good job.
So why was it in quotes?
Yeah, because it's, you know, hacking. Because is the actual, I always want to ask, is it hacking? Is it cracking?
Okay, let me give you an example. If you're standing on a portion of land with ice, sorry, if you're standing on an icy portion and you hear tak tak tak, that is cracking.
Okay.
But if you have a saw and you're shh into the ice, that is hacking. Does that answer your question?
Did you know the context?
Yes, I did. I'm just choosing to ignore the context. I mean, was it not obvious?
Okay. So, actually, it was very interesting because in our high school, we did have a server, just a small server, per se. Yeah.
I'm already not liking the way this is going, but it's fine. Continue.
And then it was a Windows server. And then I discovered... I don't know if it was a flaw. On Windows servers, when you log in, do you see the, what will I call it? The utility, mm-hmm, just in the login page. So once you click the utility, we had root access to the command prompt. Yes.
What havoc were you causing?
We didn't cause any havoc. Mm. You know, we were good people.
Mm. Ah,
yeah.
Okay.
Right.
I hope, like, the audience, you dear listener, could hear the disbelief from everyone in this room. I hope you could see the look of disbelief on Winnie's face. I hope. But carry on.
Yes. No, that's besides the point. You know, my way into the light was introduced using MS Access. You know, those macro things we used to execute, and you know, creating some fun things. Say, you know, back when I was trying to recreate the OS using MS Access, I still can't believe it.
You're ambitious.
You're very ambitious.
You're ambitious.
That you know, that's a sweet word for damn, but
but you know, they say there's a very thin line between bravery and stupidity, so so it's fine. You were on that line. You were on that line.
Yes. But I used to write code on a book. You know, our library had those old coding books, so I used to write coding the codes on a book, and then during breaks I go on the into the computer lab and try and execute them.
Did any of them work?
No, 90% didn't work.
What are you saying? The confidence with which you admitted that is impressive. Confidence. Bravo.
But you know, the 10% give us hope. Yeah.
Although you know, one could say that that's the typical life of a developer. You know, 90% of the code you write doesn't
it
work.
Never works.
But then that 10% is what gives you that hope. You're like, yes, we can do. What you know, devs and gamblers are the same people. Yeah, because gamblers, you make it that one time and you're like, hey, yes, I can do this. You try it again, you woof, and then again, and woof, you lose, and again, woof. It could be.
Coding is
an
addict.
Excellent. Sorry, I hope we didn't interrupt you, Clueless. Did we interrupt you?
No.
Good.
Okay. Yes, and that's now the start of the journey.
That was the start of the journey.
Yeah.
Now, as I'm sure you have figured out, dear listener, this is a fairly random episode, but you know, we dig it. You know, you stick around for the interesting things. And you might find yourself in a random forest. Yes, but you know, we will continue on this ride for a while longer, don't you think? Guy behind the mic, Sindio. So, now let's go back to you, Winnie. Why did you not like comp science? Why did you not like this life? What was wrong? Did an IT guy break your heart at some point? What was wrong?
So no one broke my heart.
Good.
Disclaimer.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think it's ignorance when you don't know what something is all about. Because I remember the first time I was actually interested in hacking. Not for the right reasons, but the main reason was maybe to snoop and check people's secrets. So yeah, I did it for some time. I remember I even kicked myself out of my personal Wi-Fi trying to, you know, but then with time, clarity, and then yeah.
You know what this sounds like? This reminds me of a meme I saw once upon a time. How people who are, because you know Mr. Robot peaked when? Around that time, yes? So people who were doing comp science at that time were chochoed into doing that because of Mr. Robot, much like people in Strathmore doing law were chochoed by suits. So you know, it's, we're seeing, it wasn't a heartbreak. It was Mr. Robot. But that's interesting. It's funny how both of them were interested in hacking despite having completely different interests in things. But now, Clueless. I was about to spoil your name. Sorry, Clueless. Let's go back to you, Clueless. Why did you choose to do computer studies in school as opposed to something like business studies? Did you have a girlfriend in business studies who you were trying to see or trying to avoid?
I actually did business studies.
Yeah? You did business studies, but what?
Yes.
What? Sorry, Abu, just rewind. Background, tafadari.
Yes. I know you're assuming I did computer in high school, mm-hmm. but I didn't.
Wow. That's strange. So now, Abu, explain yourself. What? Just take us back. Because for context, I did computer science studies in school once we chose. Sorry, so for those of you who may not know, 844 system through and through, you know, tumestruggle na Kiswahili yetu. And we got, we failed at Kiswahili. Well, depending on who you ask, some people failed, others not so much, others passed really well. Tony, you didn't do Kiswahili because you are out of the country, so you don't. Bro, KCP, everyone passes in KCP. KCP doesn't count.
We are talking KCSE.
We are talking KCSE. KCSE is where you know if you're good at Kiswahili or, you know. Anyway, guy behind the mic apparently did computer studies.
I did.
And look where that has taken him now. Anyway. Oh, wow.
So you did it for a female.
Wow.
Okay.
So that's context. I did computer studies in school, and my Form 4 project was Upepeo Video Library building. So if you were doing it in the same year, strong. So now when you have someone who did business studies, you explain yourself. Sorry. Did you also do business studies?
No.
Good. Shikilia. So now you weirdo. Why did you do business studies and then have an interest in comps? Why?
I always had an interest in comps. Yes.
But then why do business studies?
Because it was compulsory.
Yeah.
Oh. What kind of school makes business? What kind of school makes business studies compulsory, though? I mean, you know.
I know they make sense as compulsory, all three of them.
Yes, some do because that makes sense. But business studies. What if I'm going to be? What if I'm going to be an influencer? I don't need business.
You actually do.
Sorry, that was a poor attempt at throwing shade. To all my influencer buddies out there listening, strong. We know you need business to account for your income. Yes. To account for your income. Honestly, I laugh. I laugh and I hate on business, but you know, I'll need it, you know, the accounting things and stuff, but yeah.
Why is business equal accounting to you?
Because, bro, business is where you come up with ledgers and stuff.
It's like saying computer science equals my printer is broken.
In the eyes of many people, it does. In the eyes of many people, it does.
Yeah, you know that's not true.
It's not. But you see, let me put it this way. My exposure to business studies was balancing, you know, P&L, you know, all those things. So, to me, I mean, there's more to it than that, I know. But like, how do I put it? If you told me business studies, what automatically comes to mind is accounts. Because that's why I'm glad I dropped business. Ooh. When I got to uni and we did accounting. Hey, principles of accounting. I struggled. I passed though, barely. I got 40 point something. Yes.
I got 40 is the pass.
40 is the pass. 40 is the pass mark. So I got 40 point something. So you know that tells you. But interesting though, like where do you think your interest in comps started from, Brian?
Class 4.
That's oddly specific. Go on.
And who is Brian?
Confused person.
Clueless. Clueless is his name. I'm sorry, Clueless. I sold you out. I'm sorry. Yes, clueless and aitwa Brayo. Sorry. Yeah, now you know. Sorry. So Clueless.
Wait,
tell
and
us.
He's not your typical Brayo, but do continue.
So class 4, go on.
Yeah. So my dad bought a PC, mm-hmm. which actually still operates till now.
So for context, PC stands for personal computer. If you didn't know that, now you know. You know, you might see PC, and you come to associate it with computers, but you don't know what it means.
Yes.
It's like, what's this? What was this? BBA. Bro, for the longest time, I didn't know what BBA stood for.
BBA.
BBM in
BBI,
food?
BBI, sorry, not BBA, BBI, BBI. That BBI, for the longest time, I didn't know what BBI stood for. So, and it got to a point where, like, I knew it was political, but it was so far in that, like, I couldn't bring myself to ask someone, hey, by the way, what does BBI stand for? So, you know, so for you PC people who didn't know what PC stands for, now you know. Go on, back to your PC.
But do you know what BBI stands for?
Now I do. I mean, I did. I
what is it?
Building Bridges Initiative.
Ah, okay. So, back to my PC, or the family PC. Yeah, so my dad bought a PC, and then my bro back then was a very good, is it typist or typer?
Typist.
Yes, he was a very good typist.
Sorry, I wanted to say something, but carry on.
Yeah, so that's now when my interest in computers grew. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Interesting. Winnie, we have a question for you. Don't space out so much. We haven't forgotten about you. We are getting to you. So now, for you, question. Question. Say it with me. Question.
Okay.
Why does no one ever want to say things along with me? Why?
Weird.
Okay, Sawa. So now, for you.
Mm-hmm.
You started off with an interest in hacking. You saw, this is not what I thought it was. So what is it that led you to get interested in web? And, you know, because web can be weird. I mean, like, I do web, but web can be weird. So what pulled you to web?
So hacking, number one, using Kali Linux was not easy. So sometimes I'd lock myself out.
Mm-hmm.
I'd even block my phone using my laptop.
Hey, okay.
You're adventurous.
And I didn't like it because, you know, Zuku, when you try to mess with their networks, they reset the password. So you have to call them every time you mess up. So I started doing machine learning. It was actually interesting, you know, keying in values, seeing the predictions, image processing, you know, when you just take a photo and it detects it's a person or it's a building, it can be interesting. Mm-hmm. But then my laptop was really weak. So
how many times did it crash?
Let's start with, for it to train, it used to take me like 3 days.
To train one instance.
Sorry.
For context, Tony has just said something absolutely silly. So when our dear friend Winnie talking about, you know, her experience and training, in this case, so if you don't know what training she refers to, she's referring to training a machine learning model. But when Tony heard the phrase training, he pictured a laptop with dumbbells. So, you know, carry on, Winnie. Ignore the fool.
And when it was training, I could literally do nothing with the laptop. Mm. So, yeah, then machine learning is really wide. Mm. Yeah, like, I did a lot of courses, but then I didn't get there. So I started getting frustrated. So when I was in fourth year and we were selecting the topics, I didn't want your stress, you know, with your supervisors and stuff. So I chose the easiest path, I thought. That was IoT and web. So IoT was interesting, but I still do it for fun, but I didn't take it far. So web, you know, what I loved about web is how you can understand what you're actually doing. So you can solve problems like with imagination, see killer time referring and stuff. And so, yeah, that triggered me. And then designing, when you can create something beautiful using just CSS and Bootstrap. Yeah. It's interesting.
mind you, she said, you know, you can understand what you're doing. It's not witchcraft like balance sheets. Nonsense. I never got a balance sheet to balance in my life.
I have a fun exercise. Can we all count down how many times she said interesting?
I have no idea. Did you count? Did you count guy behind the mic? Sorry, not guy behind, Tony. The two of you are guys. There were a lot of interesting. So guy behind the mic, if you can do that as a fun exercise and then just, you know, insert your voice bad eye.
Okay.
Yes, yeah. Counting how many times she said interesting in that. Sure. Excellent, yeah. Excellent. No, but, that was interesting. Thank you. No, but you know, it's sorry, I'm going to say it again, but it really is interesting how two different people with different backgrounds and different reasons for being interested in something, and like guy behind the mic who did computer studies for a lady, two different backgrounds and their own individual drive have ended up working together. Isn't that interesting? Dang it. I've seen it again. But dang it. Wait, are you guys going to do the episode or should we? Nonsense. Oh. But you know, now this is me getting to the end of my thinking capacity. What plans have you for the future? What plans do you have for the future? Are you planning on going back into machine learning?
I still do it once in a while.
Mm-hmm.
I help people with assignments.
Mm-hmm.
I train things for fun.
Mm-hmm.
But the future will unfold.
Mm.
Tutajua tu. Yeah.
Clueless, what about you?
As for me, I'm going, I'd say blockchain all the way,
mm-hmm.
but I'm not yet there.
Ignore that background noise. Ignore that background noise. It's a couple of hooligans out on the roadside.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gloria, over to you. Me, I've reached my end of thinking capacity.
To Winnie, you still train, right?
Yeah.
Are you still using the same machine to train?
No.
That's not nice. That's not nice.
I slightly upgraded. Slightly.
Good to know.
Not a lot.
Okay.
Mm. But let me tell you, we've all gone through that slow laptop struggle, have we not? Like all of us.
The struggle is real.
All of us. Like we've all gone through it. My first machine, it took me through uni, you know. But once we shall not speak of that day, Tony.
Please do speak of that
no,
day.
No.
Yes.
No.
I'd really like to know.
No.
What happened?
What happened? Mm. What happened? Project day, final year project, my laptop started misbehaving, so I couldn't present. That's the end of the story. If you want more details, slide into my DMs. Mm. If there were any, ha ha, because I'm not on socials. Get it? Ha ha ha. No?
No. No. Don't get it. Forget about it.
Anyway. Just as a closing remark, unless you have something else to any, out of curiosity, did you guys enjoy being part of this? Yes, no, maybe.
Yes.
That silence was deafening.
I did.
Good.
Yeah, it was interestingly enjoyable.
Wow, interesting. Nice.
We are going to ignore that, but like we promised, it's not as bad as you might think. Speaking into the microphone is good. It's better than speaking into a microphone in front of like 500 people watching you. So that's good, right?
Mm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Actually, so now that we've established this, excuse me. Now that we've established this, I think I've just found the replacements. So as of next week, the permanent members of this podcast,
guys, don't listen to him.
the permanent members of this podcast me, Clueless, and Winnie. And I think that's what has been decided. Yeah.
On that note, FTG out.